This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. And I've got a Moylan's Hopsicle Imperial Ale. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA. Taking a look at it, it's somewhat hazy, which can happen in these highly hop styles. Moderate amber color. It's got a medium off-white head. I'm okay with all that, so I'll give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma. Get moderately strong hops, sort of grassy, fresh. Medium malt, sort of neutral in character. There's a clean fermentation profile, not really getting any esters. Getting some alcohol, and it's the alcohol's growing as it warms. The longer I smell it, the more I think the hops have a little bit of a vegetal quality to it. The grassy is sort of rolling over into vegetal, you know, and I'm not liking that as quite as much. So I'm going to give it a 10. The balance is generally right. I got a little bit of quality issues with the hops. So tasting it. Strong bitterness. High hop flavor. Clean fermentation without, just light esters. Getting some alcohol. Malt is neutral and moderate. The hops are somewhat harsh. It's got a dry finish. I think the balance is generally good, but it's really pretty rough. The hops are just really coarse in flavor. I think the alcohol could be part of that too. Give it a 15 for flavor. Mouthfeel. Body's medium to medium light. There's a little hop astringency, moderate carbonation. It is warming. I'm okay with that too, so I'll give it a 5. Overall, I'm a little indifferent on this one. It's an okay example. I like the dryness and attenuation. The hops are a little sort of muddy in flavor, and they're harsh. The balance is right. Just I wish the hops had sort of a purer, cleaner, brighter flavor. They're just coming across as rough. I get a lot of homebrews that have this character too. I don't know if it's the hops are boiled too long, or bad varieties, or water chemistry, or some combination of things. I don't know, but there's a it's sort of lacking the sort of pure, clean hop flavors, and that roughness, harshness is annoying me. So I'm going to give it an 8 overall because it does have the right balance of ingredients, and the ingredients are generally right. Just the hops are letting me down a little bit in the quality, if not the quantity. So that winds up with a total score of 41. It's a decent example, but there are better ones out there. So that's the Moylan's Hopsicle Imperial Ale. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA.